Blog Talk Radio.
That I am, but there's things going on that make me mad to the core. I gotta work like a dog to make ends meet. There's crooked politicians and crime in the streets, and I'm madder than hell, and I ain't gonna take it no more. They tell our kids to just say no, then some panty waste judge lets a drug dealer go, slaps him on his wrist, and he turns him back out on the town. If I had my way with people selling dope, I'd take a big tall tree and a short piece of rope. I'd hang them up high and let them swing till the sun goes down. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Well, the good book says, so I know it's the truth. Where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Yeah, I'm the kind of man wouldn't harm a mouse, but if I catch somebody breaking in my house, I got a 12-gauge shotgun waiting on the other side. So don't go pushing me against my will. I don't want to have to fight you, but I darn sure will. So if you don't want trouble, then you better just pass me on by. As far as I'm concerned, there ain't no excuse for the raping and the killing and the child abuse. And I got a way to put a end to all that mess. You just take them rascals out in the swamp, put them on their knees and tie them to a stump. Let the rattlers and the bugs and the alligators do the rest. Well, you know what's wrong with the world today? People done gone, put their Bibles away. They're living by the law of the jungle, not the law of the land. Yeah, the good book says, so I know it's true. A knife for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. You better watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man. Watch where you go, remember where you've been. That's the way I see it, I'm a simple man.
On this Tuesday night, I tell you what, it is cold out there and fixing to snow. Carmelita, Russell, how you doing?
Great. I'm doing great.
Doing well down here. We haven't seen the sun in about 3 days down here in South Central Texas, but it's warm and wet. About as normal as it gets.
Right. Well, it was actually 70 degrees yesterday. Now it's freezing and fixing the snow tonight. So, you know, the bipolar weather up here, you know. We got a special guest that I'm going to bring that's on here with us. And we got Mr. Ray Braggs here. How are you, brother?
Hey, I'm good. How are you guys doing?
Oh, doing good. Trying to keep warm out here. But anyhow, I'll tell you what, there's a lot going on and everything. Trump just won New Hampshire tonight and everything, and which is good news. So I think a lot of people are awake and everything, because the more these Democrats are pushing these illegals and the more Klaus Schwab is pushing his agenda, it's really pissing off everybody. You know, what do you guys think?
I'm going to let you guys know now, the one person you really want to pay attention to at the moment is Ray. Okay? I serve beside this guy. Him and I can promise you, we fell on our swords. And when I say we fell on our swords, we fell on our swords. We took a lot of shit,
right.
A lot of backlash, okay? But listen to what he has to say, because I'm telling you, he's dead on. If there's one person, I'll tell you right now, Gunny, you know I trust you with my life, because you're dead on as well. Ray is, well, he brings a lot to the table, and he has a lot of intel, and he knows what's going on. So listen to
okay,
what he has to
but,
say, and you guys throw your own opinion.
Okay,
well,
go ahead, Russell. What are you going to say, brother?
Yeah, I was going to say, Ray, why don't you just kind of run down I know it's a grand scale, but run down the PSYOP from the COVID to the border to the push against the Second Amendment. Just kind of run it all down for us, if you don't mind.
Yeah, I can do that. Let me give you just a little bit of background about myself. I'm a retired Army major, 33 years of service. I have 4 combat deployments. After 33 years, I'm 100% disabled, according to the VA now. They busted me up pretty good. My specialty, last 3 years I was in the military, I worked on strategic planning for multi-domain operations. And my last year in, I helped write all the new training manuals for civil affairs. So when it comes to what's going on, a lot of this is my opinion, but, I'm a graduate of the John F. Kennedy Special School and Warfare Center at Fort Bragg, and I'm a graduate of Pineland University. When I sit down and I look at what's going on, both with the border and with World Economic Forum and what's just going on generally within our government, the Army taught me that this is what a failed state looks like. If we was to see this in any other country, we would be sending up red star clusters to our higher command and to the State Department saying, hey, there's a problem here. Someone needs to look at it. It's going on in this country right now, and everyone seems to be complicit with it. I'm sure everyone's familiar with, the UN Agenda 2021.
Right.
Obviously, that didn't happen. I personally think it didn't happen because of Trump. I think Trump put the brakes on that, even though what happened in 2020 and 2021 with COVID, I think they've been planning this for years. If you look at the COVID vaccine, they started patenting it back in 2016, back when Trump was running for office and got elected. They knew they were going to release this, and because of the policies he put in place, they put brakes on it. And now it's, Agenda 2030. I think if he gets elected again, he's going to completely kill it. He has to, because if they don't, right now, the EU has voted for digital ID and for central bank digital currency. In the European Union right now, if you spend more than $1,000 in euro in cash, it's illegal. And in that way, it gives them that opportunity to control what's going on. They want to do that here, but then at the same time, they're flooding our southern border. And I think that's because the American people are starting to wake up what's going on. They understand
that
central bank digital currency is a bad idea. These 15-minute cities are a bad idea. I don't know if you guys are tracking. Have you ever heard of a DACA cop?
No.
So DACA cops, some of the states, California, Illinois, a couple of others, have now said because they were defunding the police and no one wants to be a police officer, if you're an illegal alien, you do not have paperwork to be in this state, in this country legally, they will make you a police officer and give you a gun. They're called DACA cops.
Oh, I have heard of that, yes.
So, I think if you have a red-blooded American, a police officer, a citizen, I'm friends with a local lieutenant in the sheriff's department. He probably has more guns than I do. He's not going to come knocking on your door to take your guns because some bureaucrat says, they can't have your guns anymore. A DACA cop is not going to have a problem doing that, especially if they're told, we're going to give you citizenship if you just do what we want you to do.
Okay, well, let me throw a question at you. This just crossed my mind. Well, it's something I've been thinking about quite a bit, though. But as we see going on, I mean, the mainstream media, whatever you prefer to call them, is not covering any of this stuff. But it seems like this whole thing is beginning to implode on them. I mean, the corruption is the FBI has been corrupted since day one. But you have everything being exposed now. You have a handful of people that are standing up and speaking out about this stuff. But as a tactician, in this situation, these people are at a very, very desperate point. So I would think at this point in time, they have two options. One, they either have to accept the fact that Trump's coming back into office and they're going to set all these establishment, bureaucrats, deep state guys, and it's just going to be a war from day one. He'll never be able to get anything done. Or two, they're going to have to eliminate him. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, one of the big participants in the World Economic Forum is George Soros' son. Just here a couple of days ago, he posted on Twitter a picture of a piece of glass that had a bullet hole in it and $47. So okay. If Trump gets elected again, he'll be the 47th president. A lot of people picked up on that and commented on it about what he meant by that, and was it kind of code, hey, we'll just take him out. But, you know, he has 91 charges against him. I have a hard time believing that he's not going to be convicted on one or more of them. I think they're all politically motivated.
Right.
What's that?
Jack Smith. His case has been shut down.
Oh, yeah, I saw that yesterday.
I read about that today.
Yeah,
I read some
stuff on that. But, you know, if you look at what's going on in Georgia, that's a RICO charge. That could put Trump technically in jail for the rest of his life under the RICO Act. So even though that prosecutor may end up being relieved, don't just get another prosecutor to pick it up.
Well, what I'm seeing on that, though, brother, is that I'm seeing Fannie Willis on that. I'm seeing her being charged with some stuff come out today. So I got and they're already dropping a lot of things, the Supreme Court is, on especially with New York and stuff, too, and going on there. So I think all that's going to be dropped. I really do, because it's, you know, he's at a no-win situation right now, and it's all pretty much in his favor.
Well, you know, the corruption, though, Joseph, as we've seen J6 farce and some of this other stuff that's gone on, it's not going to be any different in Georgia or whatever like that. If she has to step down, somebody else will pick that up. They are hell-bent to destroy this man. And there's no way they can allow him to be reelected, because if he is, I think there's going to be a lot of gallows needed in Washington, D.C. for all the treason charges that are flying.
Yep. And for you guys, I'm going to let you know, and I'm pretty sure Rustin knows and Carmen Lydia knows, I do have a very close source that's real close to Trump. My brother DJ, and he told me yesterday, we were talking about some stuff, and he told me once he gets in office, him and Klaus Schwab are already battling it out, you know, and stuff now, and stuff, but he gave word that he's going to stockpile swabs, and he's going to try to stop all of them once he gets in. But what I'm seeing now is these, like you were saying in the show earlier, Russell, is that these people are dangerous right now. We said this months ago, how this was going to turn out as we get closer and everything. And I'm thinking they've already released the virus, the X virus.
Well, anyway,
so I caught something yesterday. And I was telling Carmelita this morning, it was so painful, Russell. Whatever it was I had, the pain was so bad that I wanted to get my gun and shoot myself. That's how bad it was.
But back to Ray there. You know, as a tactician and watching things the way you have, what do you think their next move is going to be? Like I said, I don't think they can allow him to get elected. I tend to agree with you that one of these juries are going to be crooked enough to convict him of something. And then what do we have? We have kindling and a match being struck under. So what happens from that point?
Well, one of the things I was talking to Carmelita about today is they would rather burn the country to the ground and roll over its ashes than to see Trump be reelected and back in office.
Exactly.
If that is they try to take him out with an assassination, or they try to take him out and just add more charges and put the man in jail for the rest of his life. The other option is, if you look at what's going on, personally, I think, and this might rub some people the wrong way, I think that Ukraine is a psyop war.
Mm-hmm.
I have a hard time looking at what Putin is doing and making Putin the villain. Putin
exactly.
is the villain because the media and the military-industrial complex says that Putin is the villain. But if you look at what Putin has been doing, it's kind of hard to make him the bad guy. And we're pumping billions of dollars into Ukraine, but we have no accountability. Where is that money going? We spent more money in the first 9 months of the war in Ukraine than we spent in 20 years in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that money going? Right? So we're trying to push Russia's buttons. We're trying to push China's buttons. And these two guys have turned around and made an alliance with each other. And I honestly think if they can't take Trump out, the next best thing to do is start a war. And
mm-hmm.
you start a war, somebody's going to come after the mainland, whether it be Russia or China or both, not counting the you know, millions of people illegals that we have in this country. How many of them are sleeper cells? You know, they've had over 60,000 Chinese cross the border illegally. You don't leave China unless China tells you you can leave China. So, and when they tell you you can leave China, you owe them something. So are they waiting for instructions on what to do? I think they are. So we probably already have 1 million foreign troops that we just don't know about within the borders of the U.S. And if he starts a war with either Russia or China or both, and then these sleeper cells are activated, we got to fight on the homeland. And then all he has to do is clear
oh,
March
yeah.
along. There's no more elections.
Well, then they can, you know, declare martial law and stuff like that. I think it's going to be more of a chaos thing. Ray, now correct me if I'm wrong, don't you think I'm swinging off of swinging at a bad pitch here or something? Feel free to do that, but I think it's going to be chaos. They've got all these people they've let in. You've got cartel, you've got country, you can imagine a lot of them hate us. And I think you're right. I think sometimes between now and the election, if you hit 10 or 12 major cities at one time, it would cause chaos and panic buying, and you'd have a mess on your hands real quick. And all these, what you would call them, these DACA cops and stuff like that, if you go back a few years and think about what Obama had said, a private civilian army, well, he's probably got, you know, 4, 5, 6 million military-age men here from Mexico, just like you were saying. Do you think I'm very far off base on that?
No, I think you're spot on. I think you're spot on. That's what they want. If they can create enough chaos, then it gives them a reason to enact martial law. And as we know, anytime the government decides that they're going to enact martial law, they take it to the extreme. There's nothing in the Constitution that says that if you enact martial law, that it suspends the Second Amendment, or that it suspends the First Amendment, or the Fifth Amendment, or the Fourth Amendment. But that's what they do. I mean, they did that, you know, during Katrina. They declared, you know, a state of emergency and martial law, and they send the National Guard out, and they start rounding everybody's guns up.
Yep.
So, which, you know, I don't know if a lot of people know that, but that's exactly what they did. And none of them
people we talked about that on the show a lot. Yeah, we talked about that. And then the other thing, too, and stuff, I don't know if you're all watching, but here in New Mexico, they're already trying to pass bills and stuff to grab our guns, and the reason for that is when they give the orders and stuff for them to start attacking and everything, they want us disarmed.
Correct.
And everything.
Also, you guys are, New Mexico right now is within their 30-day legislative cycle, and they have they have a new bill, and if it passes and the governor signs it in, it makes both gun dealers and manufacturers liable for what somebody does with their firearm.
Yep.
So if someone takes their firearm and they go out and they shoot up a place, the victims or the families of those victims can sue the gun dealer and the manufacturer.
Yep.
If the manufacturer or gun dealer loses, they have to pay not only the penalties but all the court costs and legal fees to the victims. But if they win, the victims or the ones that bring the case against them doesn't have to reimburse the gun dealer or the manufacturer for their legal fees.
Mm-hmm.
It would be, to me, it would be like having a victim be able to charge Ford or Chrysler because someone was drunk driving and they killed a family member.
Right.
You can't sue
That's what one of One of the judges said the other day when they were talking about this bill, because they brought it up on the Supreme Court, and she said that same exact word. What are you going to do? You're going to ban cars because of the amount of DWIs, you know, here in New Mexico and everything, you know. So, but the only purpose for that is, and I was reading on this, and it made a lot of sense, is that, you know, the deep state and the World Economic Forum, they're planning to send they're already here. You know, but when they give the orders, they want us weak and our military not to do anything while they come in and try to cut, you know, to take over. They don't want us shooting at them.
That, absolutely, and that's the reason, you know, other than the British invading us in, you know, the War of 1812, you know, we haven't been invaded since then. We have the largest standing army when you look at the civilian population within the U.S. borders.
Right. See,
so,
too,
you know,
what people don't realize is New Mexico is one of the largest states that has the most gun owners here. We're number one for guns up here.
Just so you know, I lived in New Mexico for years. I lived in Albuquerque. I lived in Espanola for a while.
Yeah.
And then I lived
in
Albuquerque.
I live in a sanctuary, so you might be safe out here. So, but I live up here in Berlin, you know, so I'm pretty sure you know my area pretty well. But, you know, but this is getting crazier and crazier. I mean, we're starting to see the patterns. We talked about this on the show, how all this is playing out, and here it is playing out.
it is playing out. Now, luckily, I think a lot of the American people are starting to wake up, but mm-hmm. in some ways, there's still a lot of them out there still have blinders on. It's gotten to a point, and part of it is because of our education system and, of course, our news media. Anymore, if you speak the truth, speaking the truth is worse than telling a lie. Because when you speak the truth and it goes against what someone believes to be real or to be true, they get very defensive, right. and then they start pushing back on it. They don't want to hear it, and basically it's almost like they've been programmed to believe one thing, and that's all they're going to believe.
Well, you know, and a lot of people think this is something just started. Occurring over the last few years, but this has been a well thought out and executed plan to get us to this point by these people. I mean, you can argue the point of when it actually all began, but sometimes that's the World War II during the Cold War and that sort of thing. These people were already starting to plan this. John F. Kennedy was assassinated a week to the day after he gave a speech about a plan that had been uncovered to enslave every man, woman, and child in the U.S., and he ended up dead. And, of course, Bush 41 was running the CIA at the time. So, you know,
he was, and he was, travel records actually showed he was in Dallas that day.
Why did that not surprise me, right? But, you know, like I'm saying, you know, you got Bush 41, Mueller, Uranium 1, all this stuff that's been going on, all this corruption, you see these same old players. The biggest bullet to the head of freedom was Bush, George Bush.
Are you saying that the Patriot Act was unpatriotic?
Yes, sir, I am inferring that.
Yes, sir, I agree.
And, you know, it's just, you know, this has been going on for decades. The education system was taken over. The media was taken over. And, and relatively speaking, you look at Nazi Germany before World War II started, and you look at where we are now, and the similarities will just blow your mind. And
absolutely.
Of course, everybody knows Adolf Hitler's first book, Mein Kampf, like that. But very few people know that the second book Adolf Hitler wrote was called The New World Order.
I knew that.
So, you know, this is something that's been going on for decades and decades, and right now at this point in history, we have absolutely became a banana republic. We have no control over our borders. Our military is in shambles, and corruption is just beyond anything that could possibly be made up. And so where do we go from here? Because it doesn't seem like there's any peaceful way out of this.
Well, one of the things that I tell Carmelita anymore is I'm at a point now to where I'm no longer trying to wake the sheep. Instead, I'm trying to rally the lions.
Right.
So, It's going to take a lot to get the people that still have blinders on. They don't want to see it and they don't want to hear it. But those that are receptive to information and to knowledge, to at least be able to take what you give them and research it themselves, and to wake up to the fact that this is what's going on. Right now, that's the goal, to get as many people that are receptive to the information. And I tell everyone, and I anytime I tell Carmelita something, I send her three or four different links to back up what I tell. And these links don't come from your mainstream media, because your mainstream media, the fact checkers, are saying, yo, that's not what happened. You know, I just sent her a link today. You know, back in 2013, Obama repealed the act, so intelligence agencies now can use propaganda on American people, right? It was part of the National Defense Authorization Act in 2013 that repealed that. And since then, you know, our intelligence agencies have been literally waging a psyop war across the general mainstream media. And so if you look that up, fact checkers will tell you it didn't happen. But I sent her a copy of the NDAA and a link from a government website that says, yeah, we repealed this act. And so, you know, everyone needs to look. You know, we've got two advantages on our side. One, our founding fathers were extremely brilliant. And they were brilliant because our First Amendment is the freedom of speech, freedom of the press, and the freedom of assembly and the freedom of religion. And that way we can get the word out, and we can tell people what's going on, and we can tell them what our government's doing, and we have a right to do that. Our Second Amendment is the right to keep and bear arms. And our founding fathers made that the second, because without that one, we don't have any of the others. But we have to be able to get the word out. That's why freedom of speech is number one. So, but if we lose our second, we lose everything else.
Okay. Sorry. I'm sorry. I'm not losing anything. I'm not giving up anything. Ray, of all people, knows me. I'm not. No. I'm a lion. I promise you. I'm a lion. I will not go down without a fight, ever.
That's right. Same here. I'm the same way. You know, I'm ready over here where I'm at. You know, so if they want to fight, they gonna get one.
Well, Bob, trust me. Let me tell you why. Like Bix, like I tell you, Gunny. You know, and Bix can back me up on this. Is one thing about me. If I take on a fight, I make sure that it's based on facts. I really do.
Mm-hmm.
And I will throw myself down on a sword. And Bix knows all the problems we went through with a particular command. I will not mention names, but he and I both were, let's just say, we were a tag team to be reckoned with. And they hated
just so
it.
You know, Carmelita and I went against a 2-star general.
3-star.
Yeah.
He was a 3-star. He was taking 1-star.
Yeah. So my last deployment in Iraq, the Army forced this guy into retirement. And I got an anonymous email with a retirement list for generals. And it was like, look at page 4. So I go in and I look at page 4, and this guy retired at his current rank. And about 3 months later, I get another email. It said, look at page 6. And I looked, and they pulled this guy out of retirement, reduced him to a 1-star, and then booted him back out again. And so there was a lot of people with a lot of ranks that were dropping their paperwork, and they were all getting out because we had everything documented. So,
everything. Bix will tell you. I kept detailed records of everything.
It was an expensive fight. I retired as a major instead of a lieutenant colonel because of that fight.
I have a buddy of mine you might know. His name is Ronnie Harper, and he's been a drill instructor for years and everything. Up there, trained a lot of men, especially around for Afghanistan and stuff. Trained me and his brother, and he told me the same thing you guys are saying. You know, when he was training, he was like, you know, these guys are pathetic. They're not going to make it.
This day and age, I'm telling you right now, our military is in bad shape. The numbers just come out the other day. I have a friend that works at Forcecom. So the Army missed their mark by 40,000.
Mm-hmm.
So and recruits. That doesn't count what got out or what they kicked out during COVID. But recruitment-wise, they missed it by 40,000. I have a friend, a drill instructor, and they're holding new recruits for up to 3 weeks before they send them through basic training because they don't have enough to make a class.
Yep.
Nobody wants to join. And the ones that do want to join have mental problems. They're overweight. They're not physically fit. They don't particularly care for the country. They're joining the military because, one, they either can't get a job because they're underskilled, or they want the college money. And
That's what he was saying.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, when you're promoting people because of either the color of their skin or the gender they identify as, unfortunately, in the military, that's a thing now. You only have to identify as a gender, and that's what they say you are. Nobody wants that. So DEI doesn't work in the military. The military shouldn't be a social experiment. We join the military. The military doesn't join us. And as hard as your drill instructors are on you, your platoon sergeants are hard on you, or your officers are hard on you, it is nowhere near what the enemy will do to you. And I can tell you right now, Russia and China and Iran, all these guys are sitting back just laughing their butts off.
Oh, without a doubt. I mean, as I said earlier, our military is in absolute shambles. And, you know, I think that's the hardest thing to get people to understand who are waking up, that time is very, very short, you know, and there's nobody coming to save you, okay? There's nobody coming to save you. You don't have to take care of yourself. You have to take care of each other, and, you know, it could get very, very ugly in a very short time, and, you know, and even with, I mean, if they took every service member we had, they couldn't lock down even all the major cities and stuff. So, you know, I think we'll control the rural areas, and we'll have to see what happens because, you know, I mean, I just don't see no way around that. But I wanted to ask you one thing. Would you write down what the your basic what would you call it, your basic steps to PSYOP is, you know, you start, what's the process?
Well, there's a PSYOP steps, but one of the things that I was explaining to Carmelita today was when you look at PSYOP messaging, there are three types of messaging. There's white, gray, and black. So white PSYOP messaging is messaging that comes from the government. The government wants you to know it comes from them. Everybody knows it comes from them. And then you have gray messaging. And everyone knows that it's coming from the government, but they don't admit it, even though you know it did. And then you have black messaging. Black messaging, it looks like it's coming from somebody else, and there's really no way to prove that it's coming from the government, but everyone kind of feels it's coming from the government. And then one of the things that they do at SOP is called presumptive programming. I don't know if you guys ever heard of that before. So, you know, here just recently, we had two movies come out. One of them was called Leave the World Behind. And just a few days later, the next one was called Civil War. So presumptive programming is when you put an idea out there into the collective consciousness and it gets into people's head, even though they don't think about it, it's there. And then when they see it, they're like, oh, yeah, it's a movie, right? So it kind of dulls the senses and numbs them as to what's coming at them. So they don't see the threat anymore. So, and for whatever reason, I really think that the powers that be have this idea that they need to tell us what they're going to do to us, right? You know, Charles Schwab has no problem whatsoever telling everyone that you're not going to own anything, but you'll be happy, right? They're already telling everyone, we're going to take all your stuff, but you'll be happy. So that those movies, I believe, are black messaging, right? And then if you look at Leave the World Behind, one of the executive producers was the Obama. One of the lines in that movie is there's a white family renting a house, like a Airbnb kind of situation. It's owned by a black family. All hell goes to crap. The black family comes back to their house. They want their house back. But they're kind of cohabitating. They're sharing it. And the son tells his father, we can't trust them white people, right? So, you know, it builds divide. And you have to divide to conquer, right? And so that's the other part of that black messaging is they're pitting race against race, and they're pitting economic classes against economic classes. You got to remember, they tell the poor all the time, the reason you're poor is because of the people that are well-to-do, right? The upper middle class or the wealthy, they don't explain to them, you know, a poor man has never given you a job before, right?
Right.
It's only upper middle class or the wealthy that creates jobs, and that gives you the opportunity to make an income in order to pay your bills and in order to thrive, right? A poor person has never created a job for somebody and employed them. So, but they have to pit everybody against each other because they already know that once we come together as a group, doesn't matter what your political leaning is, if we all come together as a group, they can't defeat us. But as long as they divide us, they can conquer.
Right.
So anyway, so yeah, that's, you know, it's I don't know, guys. I mean, this is getting touchy and it's gonna go down quick and fast as we get closer, you know.
Well, I think, and this is my opinion, and that and $6 will get you a cup of coffee at Starbucks. But I think the first thing that's going to happen is they're going to say that the banking system were hacked. Nobody's not going to be able to get any cash, and to keep from there being a run on the banks or whatever like that. When they start it back up, they're going to kind of do what Greece did, maybe allow you to take $100 a day or something like that out of your account. So you can't do that. And secondly, if you want to see chaos break out, take out the communication. And we've got two generations of people that will be lined up to get friggin' whatever they give, Xanax, Valium, whatever. We've got two generations of beta males that hate their country. And if there's going to be any justice, if we're going to get our country back, it's not going to be easy. The whole U.S. government is against this, and I tell people all the time that the purest form of tyranny is fear of your government. So, you know, somewhere you're going to have to draw a line in the sand and say, look, I'm not going to do this. And I'm not big one on marches or all that kind of stuff, but just simply do not comply, all right? Just don't comply. So, well, you know, we're bad at this, that, this gun is illegal now, this, that, or one thing or another. Just don't comply. It's all unconstitutional. All these agencies are unconstitutional. The only body that can pass laws in the United States of America is the Congress. Okay? All these agencies, well, Russ, that's not laws. Those are regulations. Explain the difference between one. You can go to jail for breaking either one of them, right?
Right.
But this, they unloaded their accountability for this stuff, okay? Well, you know, and if something really, you know, over the top happens, they can all beat their chest and da-da-da-da, one thing or another. But all these agencies we've got, EPA, education, commerce, all these departments are unconstitutional, all right? Because the only body that can pass laws in the U.S. is the Congress, if I'm not mistaken. Am I right on that, Ray?
No, you're absolutely correct. So the Congress and Senate, they pass a bill, and that bill goes to the president, and the president either signs it or vetoes it, or he just lets it sit on his desk. If it sits on his desk long enough, it just dies. And then the Supreme Court, the third branch of government, determines on whether or not that law is constitutional or not. Unfortunately, some in our court has now started to legislate from the bench. So they've determined what's a law and what's not a law. And then Congress gave up their ability. So basically they were lazy and they told the agencies, this is the law. You interpret it the way you see fit. And, you know, that's why we have rogue agencies like the ATF and, you know, even OSHA right now. Not OSHA.
IRS.
The Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. So they're interpreting a law right now. It's under the cannery provision, where they want to put a federal agent on shipping on fishing boats. It's like
I just read that. Supreme Court just took the case up.
Right, the Supreme Court's going to rule on it. Now, the Supreme Court rules on that against it because these agents, the fishing boat has to pay the agent's fee. And it's actually more than what the captain of the boat makes.
Right.
Plus, they have to buy a GPS tracker, so they know exactly where they are, how fast they're going, everything. So if the Supreme Court overrules that particular ruling, then basically what it's going to do is it's going to prevent these other agencies from interpreting the laws the way they want. Because you got to remember, they kind of interpret it the way the executive branch, whoever the executive branch is, it's in office, right? So if you've got a conservative president that's, you know, pro-gun, the ATF is going to be more lenient with the way they interpret the law than if you've got someone like Biden in there that just absolutely hates guns. That's why they're doing stuff like, you know, all of a sudden, you know, AR pistols are now short barrel rifles, right? So it's an interpretation of the law. And, you know, now that did get thrown out. There was a judge that stepped in and said, wait a minute, you can't say that, you know, all these people that bought this gun legally are now felons because you decide to change the interpretation of the law. So hopefully the Supreme Court will rule on this correctly, but I don't have a whole lot of faith in it, considering the fact that Amy Coney Barrett and Roberts ruled against Texas on the razor wire to protect their borders, even though their Constitution and the U.S. Constitution says that they have a right to do it. So,
yeah, but you know,
well, Abbott's pushing back on that.
They have refused to cease and desist on that. If anything, they are now implementing more razor wires.
They are actually Mississippi, Alabama, Florida, and South Dakota that I know of for sure has sent National Guard troops to Texas, and they're actually in the process of adding more razor wire to what they already have.
Yep. Yeah, I was reading that a little while ago before we got on the air that he's pushing back on their judgment.
Right, and I heard a rumor, I haven't been able to confirm it or not, but that the local sheriff down there said that any federal agent that cuts the razor wire to assist an illegal immigrant, that they will arrest them for treason and human trafficking.
I saw that on Instagram. I saw a video on that. Yep.
He's standing his ground. Abbott's not backing down from it, neither is A.G. Paxton. And to my understanding, I was reading the article pertaining to that. And then I just found out that I guess Trump won the Republican primary in, what is it?
New Hampshire.
So, I mean, there's a lot of things going on. Apparently, also, Democrats, they sent an election denier, Joe Biden, says Terry McAuliffe is the real governor of Virginia at the Virginia rally. I think this man is delusional. He's definitely delusional. What has happened with Austin? Okay, he disappeared. I have yet to see the man make any appearances anywhere. I think
none of the media has seen Austin since he disappeared.
I think he's dead.
Russia media is reporting that he's dead, that he was killed in Kiev on a missile strike, on the same missile strike that killed the NATO officers with the hypersonic missile.
Wow, wouldn't be surprised.
So Carmelita has the article. I pulled it up from Russia media and I sent it to her. I got that from somebody that's still serving. So none of our media is reporting anything on it. None of the Western media is reporting anything on it. But Russia media is saying that they killed him.
Yeah, they won't. A lot of stuff that I get on Instagram.
.556 ammo. When did that come out? What are you referring to?
There's this big thing I've seen on YouTube with gun guys with tracked ammo and stuff.
Yeah. So now they're trying to ban 556?
Yeah, the Supreme Court's trying to ban 556 ammo.
Fuck the Supreme Court. Fuck them all.
Yes. Yeah, they're trying to ban coffee now. Takes too much oxygen.
Apparently coffee contributes to global warming. Therefore,
of course it's bad. 9 hours ago, it came out that the Supreme Court's trying to ban 556 ammo.
The Supreme Court.
556 ammo, they're trying to ban.
Well, had to have brought it to the court. The court just doesn't pick up a case on its own. It has to be taken to the court.
So I don't understand how to make it to the Supreme Court. It had to go before another court before going all the way to the Supreme Court.
Well, you see what the Supreme Court's trying to do. They're trying to put bans on everything.
The Supreme Court cannot put a ban on 556 ammo. And nowhere in the Second Amendment does it stipulate any of what caliber or anything else for that matter.
You're talking about Biden regiment.
Okay, I'm not worried about the Biden regiment. The fact remains.
They're trying to do everything they can to stifle Americans from having.
We're talking about a group of so many individuals, 1%. And the problem is that's what they're worried about, the people waking up today, because let me tell you what, they know that they have the power to just crush these individuals. They don't have enough manpower in the military to be able to disarm every civilian individual. They just don't. And many are going to be scared to go door to door.
That's that's why they got all these illegals coming in.
Yeah, but the DACA, I'm telling you right now, DACA cop, I'm sorry, and I will say this on the radio. I'm not in fear of anything. I don't live by fear and intimidation. If a DACA cop comes to my door, he's going to be fertilizer. Bottom line, he will be fertilizer because he's illegal. I don't recognize him as a cop. I don't give a shit what anyone says. If you're an illegal,
right.
As I'm concerned, you're a domestic terrorist. You came into my country illegally. You got a position illegally. Okay? You might as well just let me go, you know, hand me a truck full of guns and let me go out there and give every criminal on the street a weapon. What difference does it make? It shouldn't make a difference then, because at this point, I mean, you have illegal aliens being DACA cops to get citizenship.
Technically, Carmelita, technically it's illegal, according to the Constitution. Foreigners that aren't here legally cannot possess a firearm.
Then you have these military age men. A good friend of mine, Guatemalan, he served his country over there, came here legally, became a citizen. And about a year ago, maybe a year and a half ago, he called me up. Man, he goes, you got to come see this. And he drove me through the barrios in the Houston area, and there was nothing but wall-to-wall military-age men here illegally and with U.N. debit cards. They're being paid by the U.N.
All right. Well, guys, we got just a few minutes on the show and everything. But go ahead, brother.
You know, that kind of stuff just flabbergasted, just, I don't know, that leaves me speechless. How in the hell can this allow to go on? I mean, y'all seen the stories, haven't you?
I've seen them.
Guys aware, are you aware of the NYPD police officer who threw a water cooler at a fleeing drug suspect, was just charged with manslaughter? An NYPD police officer. He was just charged with manslaughter for throwing a water cooler at a fleeing drug suspect. Can you make popcorn? I'm just looking at this. And then they just released the audio of the Rhino, Arizona GOP Chair Rhino Jeff DeWitt, attempting to bribe Carrie Lake to stay out of politics for at least 2 years. And
yeah,
she
didn't want to run the Senate.
Yep, she said they're going to have to kill me.
And ladies and gentlemen, before I cut out here, man, there's one thing I want to say. Everybody, please listen. Pay attention. What you're seeing in Washington, D.C. during these elections, 95% of it is nothing more than a dog and pony show. All right,
yep.
Ladies and gentlemen? These people, Republican, Democrats, work hand in hand. AKA the Uniparty, all right? Everybody, Johnson is, he's such a good man, he's a Christian, da-da-da, like that. They're getting another CR, just spin, 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 no cuts, no nothing, but, you know, we'll get them later, you know? Ladies and gentlemen, we ceased being a two-party system years ago. Please wake up and pay attention. That's all I got.
So, all right, guys. Well, it's close to that time and everything. Ray, thank you for coming on the show. You're more than welcome to come back anytime.
Hey, I'd love to. Thanks for having
me.
It's been enjoyable, sir. Have a great evening.
Thank you, Frank. Thank you for coming on.
Yeah, you guys too.
I'm glad you came on and gave them, you know, information that they needed.
And you guys want to do a show tomorrow, or?
Well, I think we can wait till I would do one, you know, wait till Friday. Let's see what happens until Friday.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what we normally do. Me and Russell, we would wait and for a couple of days for all the news to catch up, then we do it again.
Yeah, I'm just saying we should really wait because there's a lot of stuff coming out, but you have to dig even harder, you know, in regards to the stuff coming out. They're saying Lauren Boebert, by the way, her attempted district swap's not as going as planned.
Yep.
Then four Republicans join Democrats, back crushing energy tax on America's poor and middle class. I'm telling you, the Supreme Court, Amy Coney Barrett, she's a progressive. So is Roberts. They got too much dirt on them. They're going to try to get rid of Speaker Johnson. He's going to be on his way out the door.
Well,
Johnson sold us out. Johnson couldn't be trusted anyway. He said that from the beginning. You know?
Well, all I'm doing is I'm praying for a good outcome. But in the meantime, Ray, Matt and I will let you know when we'll be coming up there to stay on the property for a while so we can go over everything.
Sounds good.
All right, everybody.
Great. Thank you.
Well,
Lita, have a great evening, everybody. Joe, we'll catch you on the flip side. Good night, America.
All righty. So you guys be careful out there. Russell, you call me anytime you need to. You know that, brother. You too, Carmelita. Well, we talk to each other every day anyway.
Thank you very much, and I appreciate Ray coming on and enlightening you on a lot of the stuff that's going on.
All right, we'll be back here Friday night. So, Ray, anything you'd like to say before we go off?
No, I'm good, but I'll be here on Friday if you want me back.
Yes,
definitely. All righty. So, all right, everybody, good night, and we'll see you Friday.
All right, good night, everyone.